you not? Good, great. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm really grateful that I have a helper. And I'm not just talking about my helpmate. My lovely wife up there, she's my helpmate. But I've got a helper. He's my very present help in time of need. Amen. I'm so grateful. So tonight as we continue our study, if we're ready, honey, we're ready. Praise God. If you open your Bibles with me tonight to Romans chapter 8 as we continue our study on the Holy Spirit, our helper. Holy Spirit, our helper. Has everybody got their sheets? Everybody got their pens and pencils? And we're ready to rock and roll. Amen. Let the pastor get where he's supposed to be, right? Hallelujah. Buy him books. Hallelujah. We're going to begin to read verse 14. Romans 8, verse 14. When you get there, say amen. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Rome, he says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." And we're going to focus tonight on verse number 16. Those one-liners. Sometimes those one-liners are packed. One of the things that stands out, he says, the Spirit, the capital Spirit, itself beareth witness with our spirit, the little spirit. So you have the Spirit of God and the Spirit of man. I want you to understand the Spirit of God and the Spirit of man is always at battle with one another. There's always a fight. Amen? The little spirit doesn't want to submit to the big spirit. Amen? And the big spirit isn't going to submit to the little one. Amen? He's God, we're not. So with our spirit that we are the children of God. So this comes by revelation, the revelation. I love it where the Greek revelations comes from the Greek word apokalypsis. Means to reveal, to uncover. Amen? And in other words, sometimes if we really know where the battlefield lies, we can fight a better fight. You know, the Apostle Paul said to fight the good fight of faith, lay a hold of eternal life wherever you call and profess a good testimony before many witnesses. Amen? So first we're going to look at the revelation of the hearts. And if you look with me in Galatians chapter 4. Verse number 6. The Word of God says that because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit, the big Spirit, of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. He says, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Amen? We talked about it a little bit last week, or maybe it was Sunday, I don't know, about being heavenites. We're children of God. We've been grafted into the family of God. God wants you to know who you are. The devil is always trying to steal your identity. Amen? And we just need to remind ourselves who we are through Christ Jesus. So he says also the habits. So we're going to look at the habits first. In 1 John chapter 3. John the Beloved writes in verse number 23. 1 John 3, verse 23. He says, this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. You know, sometimes we just need to allow the Spirit within us, the Spirit of God, to come alive. Amen? If I'm going to say it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me, I got to let the Christ in me come alive. I've got to let him spring up. You know, no matter what I'm facing, I have the power through God's word and through the help of the helper, the Holy Spirit, to overcome anything the adversary brings in my way and brings your way. Look at the one next to you and say, it's only temporary. The battle you are facing is only temporary. Amen. God's empowered you through his Spirit to overcome. We overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. What comes out of my mouth is what makes a difference. Hello? Hello? So many times we don't realize we feed the demons. Amen. We got to let the God arise in us and let the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Are you with me? So that brings us to the honesty in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 6. It says, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Amen. The Holy Spirit never leads me in the wrong direction. Never. Amen. My spirit leads me in the wrong way all the time. The spirit of Carl. You all right? Hello? Amen. And there's a lot of spirit of Carl. And a lot of this spirit of Carl has to submit to the Holy Spirit to allow the Spirit to take control. He says that we're not being conformed to this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. In other words, I haven't arrived yet, but I'm not going to take anything for the journey. I'm not who I was last year. I'm not who I was the year before. Amen. You're not who you are. God's transforming your life. Amen. Amen. And one of the things we need to do is we need to feed on what God's feeding us. Man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. It's the word of God that excites the Spirit of God within us. Because every time I speak the word, the Holy Spirit says, Daddy's talking. Yep. Amen. And when Daddy's talking, the Holy Spirit joins right in with it. Amen. It's just a battle between the spirit and the flesh, right? Huh? My glasses are so dirty I can't see through them. I can see clearly now, the smudges are gone. Hey, do everybody remember? What is it about the glasses? Anybody remember? Magnify Jesus. Put your glasses on. Thank you for helping me out there. Wow, y'all look good. Y'all looked like a bunch of ghosts a minute ago. Y'all are real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Secondly, because of revelation, apocalypse, the uncovering, revealing, it puts us in the relationship. The relationship. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful to be in a relationship with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Ghost, and with you. Amen. Because God's connected us together. Amen. And you have something I don't have, and I have something that you don't have, and we all need each other. It's kind of interesting that the Holy Spirit's always speaking to me. Today, he was speaking to me at the park. I'm on my third run. I'm going up the hill, and this right knee all of a sudden was acting funny. I couldn't run up the hill. I could run down the hill. I could run everywhere. I couldn't run up the hill, and I had to walk up the hill. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said that we're all parts of a body, and every part is important. But when one part is weak of your body, you have to use the access to another part. So I had to use my calves more than my knee. It was another part of the body. Amen? So sometimes when your brothers or sisters get injured in the body, we're to uphold them, to walk with them, to help them. Amen? And I don't know what the Holy Spirit's going to say about it on Sunday, but the Holy Spirit gave it to me for a lesson, so I have to just see what he has to say. But there's a battle. How many know we're always in a battle? Again, the battle, the biggest battle we have is the big S against the little S. The Spirit of God against the spirit of man. Amen? 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 And we can point the finger out everywhere else. Well, they made me do this, or that made me do that, or this made me do this, or this made me do that. But God says it starts inside of you, the battle between the little S and the big S. And when you have a big S and a little S, who has the dominance? Big S means it's capitalized, and he put the little spirit, the spirit of the devil, is a little S and not a big S in the word. Amen? So when I look at it, the big S has greater authority. But let's go to the battle in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse number 11. The Apostle Paul says, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit, the little s, of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit, the big S, of God. Now we have received not the spirit, the little spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." Amen? So, and then with this in mind, the basis of this, I love what Job said in Job 32. Verse number 8. The Word of God says, "But there is a spirit in man," the little s, "and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding." Amen? When we truly have understanding, we recognize that our battle, most of the battles that we're battling, are battles within. Amen? We justify it by seeing outward things. What did that stand for, you remember? What did it stand for?
Justifying actions before determinism.
There we go. That's a message I preached 10 years ago. Dustin, remember? It was called Java. Justifying actions voids atonement. Amen? The lava of Java. Huh? Yeah, he does. He's a word man. So we have the benefit in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So even though it looks like half the time Dusty's goofing off, he pays attention. All the time. Amen. Now you justify in actions. Praise God. The Apostle Paul says in verse 15, he says, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundance of grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. So we have the revelation of the relationship. When the relationship, it brings reward because we are the children of God. The children in Romans chapter 9. Verse 23. The word of God says, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us whom he have called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he saith also in Osi, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which were not beloved. And it shall come to pass, and in that place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Amen. That's where we get our word for the Gentiles, okay? Amen. And with that, the word of God says it calls for the choice in 1 John chapter 3. I'm going to get into some things in the Holy Spirit as we go through this, whatever the Lord's series he's doing here. And what he's doing right now for us, truly, is he's building a foundation for where we're going to. Amen. Amen. I believe we're going to have some really good Holy Ghost good times. Amen. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Amen. The word of God says in verse number 9. He says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Well, that's a strong one. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. And this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Man, sometimes when I read the word, it really gets challenging. Sometimes the devil knows how to use people just to get on your nerves. That's their whole purpose in life, is to get on your nerves. They're not doing it. The devil is doing it through them, and they have no idea what they're doing it. And they rattle your chain. They shake you up a little bit. And God says to you and I, even that one that's rattling your chain, I say to you, you're wrestling not with flesh and blood. You're not battling with that individual that's rattling your chain. You're rattling with the prince of darkness and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Your battle isn't with the individual. So if I know that my battle is not with the individual, I can forgive them easier. Amen. Because if I don't forgive them, God doesn't forgive me. And I don't want to hold back the blessing of God. Amen. Amen. So many times when I'm waiting for a blessing of God or looking for something, he says, the Holy Spirit says, remember this? Go make it right. They don't deserve it, Lord. So you want to let them steal your blessing? Amen. Amen. Jesus said, God's in his word, said, if you don't forgive them, I'm not forgiving you. Amen. I don't want to hold back the blessings of God. Amen. I don't want to hold back what God wants to do. Amen. Amen. Are you with me? And you know something? Every last one of us in this room, there's not one that's not included, has somebody they need to forgive and release. You have to, sometimes you go through life and you see these things, you go down the road, you see something that reminds you. Hello? You see something that reminds you, and all of a sudden that thing comes back. And what happens is the adversary sows a root of bitterness in that thing. Amen. And all of a sudden, wait a minute, in that root of bitterness, all of a sudden there's indigestion. All of a sudden there's heart disease. Come on. We're asking the Lord for a miracle. God says he wants to give us a miracle, but we need to release someone and forgive someone and let it go. Amen. Sometimes we hold on to things we have no business holding on to, and the person we're holding something against don't have an earthly idea that we're holding against them. And they're going through life free, and we're walking around in prison. Can I say this to you? Listen to me. Pastor Carl just didn't say that.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit of God said that.
Amen.
Amen? Because it's according to his word. Amen? I don't know about you, but I don't want indigestion. I don't want heart disease. I don't want lung disease. I don't want all of those other arthritises and all these other things, you know? Are you with me? Praise God. So here's the charge. In Galatians chapter 3, just a reminder for you and I. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after the faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You know, I don't know about you, but I thank God for the blessings in the word. That we become a child of Abraham and we have the blessings of Abraham. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for a favor of God. Hello? So he says to us, what does he say to you and I? He says that he gives us revelation. What is the revelation for? What's number two? We have a relationship. We have a relationship with the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. We have a relationship with one another. And then we have the
reward.
Hey, man, I don't know about you, but this he has a lot of fringe benefits. Now, I've worked for some corporations and some companies, and some corporations and companies had fringe benefits. Yeah, we had a 501c3, 501k or whatever it was, or 401k, that's right, 501. I'm in the wrong number. It's been a long time since I worked for a company. But there's all kinds of fringe benefits. But none of the benefits we have in this world can even compare to the benefits we have from heaven. Amen? Amen? So let's all just stand. Are you okay? Amen? Isn't God's word good? Doesn't God just meet us right where we're at all the time?
All the time.
Amen. Can we lift our hands to heaven if you want to? If you don't want to, that's okay. Father, we're so grateful for every man, woman, and child in this room tonight, Father God. I thank you without, Father, that the call of God is irrevocable. It doesn't change. They're all called according to your name with purpose, Father God. And you know the plans that you have for each and every one of them, Father God. So, Father, I bind every weapon right now the enemy has formed against their lives, Father God, and their bodies, their minds, their souls, their spirits, Father God. Father, I speak strength and health to bodies, minds, souls, and spirits in Jesus' name. Father, you said tonight that we were to release someone. And Father God, as you reveal to each and every one of us, may we act upon it. May we do what you've called us to do. And we thank you, Father God, that you give us strength. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, we glorify you in our infirmities or our weaknesses, that your power may rest on each and every one of us. I thank you for every man, woman, and child that's in this room tonight. You've called them and anointed them and appointed them for a time such as now. So, Father, I pray even now, Father God, may God arise in their hearts and lives, and may the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Enemy, get behind these children of God. You have no place in front of them. We bind you. We curse you. We send you back to the pits of hell where you belong, every last demon, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all you've done, all you're doing, and all you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.